The only difference between a man and a boy is the price of his toys. You know, so a man, instead of buying a little truck to play with, he goes out and buys him a great big fancy one, you know, that's way beyond what he really needed. He could have got by with a lot less, but he wanted that big truck because he couldn't make payments or whatever you do. But anyway, when I got home, I told my wife, I said, you know, I can't believe that I've had this good job flying these airplanes, and here I am, got laid off, and I don't have enough money in the bank to meet my house payment next month. But I said, I am going to learn a lesson from this. I said, if the Lord will let me stay healthy. Now, of course, back in those days, I had little knowledge of his healing power, but I'm on a process of learning. I said, if the Lord will let me remain healthy, I will take these hands, and I can work on automobiles, because that's what I came up doing my first years. I said, I will work on cars out here in my little shop at the house. I had a little 24 by 32 foot workshop I'd built there beside my house. I said, I had a pretty nice set of tools and everything in there. I said, I'll work on cars there, and I know I'll be able to pay our bills. So I went back to church on Sunday. And it's amazing how that, you know, when you're flying, you don't have time to go to church very often. So I didn't get to go to church. I studied the Word of God, but I didn't have time to go to church near as much as I wanted to. But anyway, that next Sunday, I don't have a job, so ain't nothing to hinder me from going to church. So I go to church, and of course, someone says, oh, Thurman, it's good to have you back. What happened? I said, I got laid off. You know, I don't have a job. Don't have a job? I said, no. And I said, I don't have any money. I'm out of money. So I said, if anybody needs their automobile worked on, I used to work on cars. I'll be happy to work on your car. And I told several people that in the Bible study that morning. There's probably 30 or 40 of them there. And guess what? Before the day was over, I had two or three cars to work on Monday morning. Well, I worked hard and long for several months. And as I worked long and hard, I paid all my bills and I quit spending foolishly. And then I got actually called back to work to go to Germany. There was an airline over there that needed some pilots, and so they invited me to come to Germany. And when I went over to Germany, I made a lot of money in those few months, actually 2 years, that I flew for them before they went bankrupt. But guess what I didn't do with the money I got? I didn't foolishly spend it. I rented me a little bitty apartment over there. I bought me a little bitty used car, about 15 years old, to drive back and forth to the airport, and I put all the rest of it in a bank account. And so 2 years later, when they went bankrupt, I had money in the bank this time. And I'm going to tell you, I have never done it like that again. I've never spent all the money and more that I make. And so I want to be blessed. But God sometimes has to work on you, doesn't he? He has to teach you how to be blessed. Now then, if God hadn't have done that to me way back yonder, and I had continued with that good job, spending more than I had coming in, that's pretty sad when a man makes, well, way back yonder, when was that, 71, somewhere along in there? If a man's making $25,000 to $35,000 a year back in those days, and you're spending more than you have coming in, that would be kind of like today a man had a $150,000 job and he's spending $175,000 a year. You know, that don't work, does it? So if you're blessed, and what really gets me is that when men, especially men, that will not take the kingdom of God and walk with it and walk in it and be obedient to God's word and buy a little house somewhere along the line so they can build equity in it so that one day you'll have something. Because I think now, here I am 70 years old, going to be 71 my next birthday. And I was just telling my son this morning when he was out back mowing the grass, I said, son, I am so glad that I took this 100 acres of land and scrimped and saved and paid on this thing and done without and everything. Now, this 100 acres of land right here that this church is sitting on, it's all been paid for many years. That big, beautiful house over there that I built for my wife and children, that big gray and white brick one over there, two-story, I built that house debt-free. took me about 5 or 6, 7 years to build it, but I borrowed no money to build that house. That house has never had a dime paid interest on it. The only thing I do is I pay $3,500 a year taxes on that thing. And unfortunately, that's the rest of my life. That's hard to believe. You have to pay $300 a month to live in your own house, but that's just the way life is. So, you know, whenever I found out that it cost me $3,500 a year to live in that thing over there, after my first wife got killed in that car wreck with my daughter, I gave that house to my son and his wife, and now they're raising their family in that. So he was out back mowing this morning, and I was telling him, I said, son, isn't it nice? He was talking about some people that are, how much trouble certain people are having. I said, isn't it nice to know that nobody can come take your house away from you? You don't have to make house payments. He said, oh, Dad, yeah, oh, it's so wonderful that this place is paid for. But who is it that was blessed so he could be blessed? I walked with God, and God blessed me to the point. Now then, later, when God brought me Cheryl, my second wife, you know, I built Cheryl a tin shed. You know, I didn't build her a big, beautiful brick mansion. I offered it to her over there so she could live with me in it, but she didn't want to. I couldn't believe this girl, you know, whenever we're getting ready to get married, and I take her and show her my house. And we walk through this big, beautiful bedroom with a big bathroom and big walk-in closet and all that stuff. And she says, did you and Betty sleep in that bed? I said, well, of course we did. We were married 41 and a half years. She said, I can't live in this house. I said, what? I said, I was married to that girl, of course. You know, she said, I just can't live in this house. I said, I don't understand that about girls. So I said, okay, I'll give it to my son. And then we lived down in her little house down in Colleyville for about a year. And that's too far to drive back and forth. So we decided to sell that little thing. And of course, I come on the back of the ministry center here and built us a little tiny 1,500 square foot, one bedroom, one living room, and one bathroom, and one little closet for me, and one great big closet for her. You know, so you know what I mean, right? I can put all my stuff in one little closet there, and then she had a cedar closet down where we lived, and it was 4x6. And she loved her cedar closet. She said, well, if we move out there and you build me a house, I got to have a cedar closet, but I got to have it a little bigger than this one. I said, okay. So I built her a cedar closet 12x16. That ought to be big enough to handle her stuff. You could handle that too, huh? Okay. She loves her big closet. She's got it full, let me tell you. But now then, see, that first word there in Psalms 1, what does it say? Blessed. Now, see, I consider that being blessed. Now, I will have to say this little house that I built for Cheryl and I, this little 1,500 square foot, although it is just like this building, it's made out of the same kind of metal on the outside. It's nice on the inside, you know. And so this is nice. I think this is pretty nice. Don't you think our new church is pretty nice? You know, I mean, we've got carpet and everything. God has provided for everything. And we never had to borrow a dime to build this. And it's amazing how that when we started building this church, how that people would hear about it and they would write and send us a note and leave us a check. And I remember one lady for sure, her and her husband, their daughter got healed of a certain disease that she'd had, and it was terminal, and she'd had it for many years, and she was about 40, and she could have died with this disease any time. And she came to a healing school and we got her healed. And so now then, that's been several years ago, 7 or 8, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And they sent us a check. They live in Louisiana. And the mom and dad said, we understand that you're building your own church now. And we're so glad because our daughter got healed at one of your healing schools. And we're so thankful. We know this won't go very far on building a new building. But here is a check just to let you know how much we appreciate what you do. And the check was for $5,000. You know, so... But many people sent checks like that, $1,000, $500, $5,000. And it's amazing that with that money coming in, we now have this little building here, and it's all paid for. We never borrowed a dime to build this. You know, it's all paid for. Now, that little house that Cheryl and I live in, it was real expensive. I mean, she wanted really high-grade carpet. She wanted a big, fancy bathtub, you know, 4 inches bigger than a normal one, you know. Some people say when I hear want a big, fancy bathtub, they immediately see Cheryl's bathtub, you know, this big, you know. No, it's only 4 inches wider than a normal one. It's not really that big. But that whole thing over there cost me a little less than $35,000. It's paid for. You know, I had the money to build it. But I didn't go out and buy, like some people do, a $200,000 or $300,000 house. You know how much interest you pay on stuff like that? You can't be blessed paying all your money out interest. So I just don't believe in doing that, and I sure do not want to get to be a 65 or 70 year old man and still paying rent to somebody else, and then all of a sudden I get to where I can't do anything and they throw me out. You know, and that happens to lots of people, doesn't it? Well, the Lord says here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Where do you think I got my counsel on how to do things through life? From ungodly men? No. If I wanted counsel, I go to men that are men of God. Men that are walking with God. Men of integrity. I don't go out there in the world and ask them how to get things done because they don't know how to get things done. Only men that are men of God. And that's really something that there's so few of those even in church. There is so many men that are in church that are not walking with God. So they're not blessed. But it says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I've come to realize that the greatest, most important thing I have ever done in my life is study God's Word. There's not anything that has blessed me more in life. Now, after about 10 years, once I made the decision, God, I'm going to study your Word. I want to know what you have to say. I mean, I'd been in church all my life. I mean, my mother took me to church, I mean, from the minute I was conceived, you know. I went to church. And I was in church. But one day, it was after I got back from the war in Vietnam. I went to Vietnam. And then when I got back from Vietnam, I made a decision. Lord, I don't want to just be a normal church member. I really want to serve you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.